Welcome, welcome, everyone. Oh my goodness, it is MLK Sunday. Yes, it is Martin Luther King Jr.'s big day today and tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow is the big day off, and it is a holiday, and I hope everyone will really get together with your children, your family, your friends, and find different ways to really look back on who he was and who he is to us today. It has been such a pleasure being on CCO for 23 years, and every time this particular Sunday and Monday come along, I get so excited. I really do. Jonathan, does it mean a lot to you?
Well, first of all, let me say good evening.
Good evening.
Second of all, let me say that it is a holiday for some. Not everybody gets tomorrow off.
I thought it was a national holiday. What do you mean?
I believe it's a federal holiday, which is different than
a national holiday. Ooh, we got to look it up, dude.
No, because I will be working tomorrow.
So I don't understand that. I thought it was. I gotta look it up.
The difference between
you think it's a federal holiday?
Yeah, meaning that government offices are closed. So your banks, your post offices, your courts, and stuff of that nature. I believe it's a federal holiday. I would not term that a national holiday because it's not like. Well, I'll say this. Pretty much anymore, what is a national holiday?
Right.
Because people work on Christmas, they work on Thanksgiving, they work on New Year's, they work on 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day. I don't know if there technically is a national holiday anymore because businesses are open.
I think you're absolutely right. Now that I'm looking this up with him, I'm very disappointed about that. I want it to be a national one. But it does say King's birthday was finally approved as a federal holiday in 1983. I remember that so well. And all 50 states made it a state government holiday by 2000. Officially, King was born on January 15th, 1929 in Atlanta. But the King holiday is marked every year on the third Monday in January. You are correct. And thank you for correcting me on that. I did not realize that. I thought it was a national holiday.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When I think of national holiday, I think everybody has the day off. Go do what you want to do. But when I think of that versus a federal holiday to me means anything you need to do at an office that is run by a government entity, then you are out of luck. you got to wait till the next day.
Man, are you kidding me? It's weird. Now, there are several things that I'm looking up, including Wikipedia. And one of them says Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, January 17th. Of course, that's not this year. But it says it is a national holiday. This was last year, January 17th. It is a national holiday, which means some institutions and businesses may be closed. So there must be some confusion here. But I'm going to go with what you said about this and do my homework on that.
Yeah, I think people have put that same term on it. So whenever they say national, it's the same thing as federal. I think of it differently, but I think that a lot of people say, oh, if it's a national holiday, that means that all the federal businesses are closed.
So what is the difference between the two?
In my opinion.
Oh, this is an opinion?
Yeah, it's an opinion. Yes. I would say if you want a true national holiday, that means nobody works. That means all the restaurants are closed. You got to cook your own food. You know, if you need some clothes, you got to go sew your own clothes because you ain't going to be able to go to Target or to the mall. You can't buy no underwear. You got to sew those up and all that good stuff. So that's when I hear national holiday, I think everybody has a vacation day. Everyone.
Okay, so then the question that I'm looking at says, why is MLK Day not a national holiday? And it says it fell 5 votes short of the number needed for passage. 2 of the main arguments mentioned by opponents were that a paid holiday for federal employees would be too expensive and that a holiday to honor a private citizen would be contrary to longstanding tradition. So does that mean just about any leader, any president could be just a federal holiday? Or is it always a national holiday?
Well, for President's Day is a federal holiday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I know they had, well, because it's been a while since I've really thought about President's Day that much. I know that they used to have Washington's birthday and Lincoln's mm-hmm. birthday. I can't remember mm-hmm. whether they had the two separated and then they combined them to President's Day or what that case was. But I know now we have President's Day, which is, again, another federal holiday.
I'm so confused by it. It's some are saying it's the same thing and others are not. So I have to get like the reputable websites and make sure I know what I'm talking about.
I only have one thing to say to that, to your confusion.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to America.
See, this is the challenge that we're going through right now, Jonathan. You and I have talked about this, that our civics classes that we took, right, which was so important to us. It really was in my high school, and I'm sure it was probably important to your family considering.
Now, I believe my parents took a specific civics class. I never took a specific civics class.
Oh, well, we had to in high school.
I'm thinking in high school, I think we took a government class, I believe. I'm trying mm-hmm. to think back to my social studies classes I took. I took a U.S. history. I took a world history. No, I don't think I even took a government. I'm trying to think back. But I know that the class that you would consider like the civics class, mm-hmm. I never took that in my school.
Wow.
Now, again, it depends on the schools that I went to because I went to private schools, but – yeah, that wasn't really taught.
So which holidays are national holidays? You say like Washington's birthday, Memorial Day.
No,
I'm sitting here reading it. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, Independence Day on July 4th, Labor Day. All of those are holidays for federal employees, and they're called national holidays.
Yeah, so that's why I think some people, when you say national versus mm-hmm. federal, it's the same thing. Personally, if I hear national holiday, I think if you go to some of these other countries around the world and they say this is a national holiday, I think everybody has the day off. I think you don't have anybody working, maybe except essential people, essential maybe hospitals or something like that. But I believe when you have those type of national holidays around the world, it's like everybody, you're good. Go home, take a day. Breathe, do whatever you got to do.
So I was confused when I just read all of those. New Year's Day, birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., Washington's birthday, Memorial Day, Juneteenth, National Independence Day, Independence Day, and then Labor Day. All of those are federal. I was mistaken. So then when it asked the question, what holidays are not federal? At the discretion of the employer, other non-federal holidays, such as New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, and day after Thanksgiving, are common additions to the list of paid holidays, while Columbus Day and Veterans Day are common omissions. So that's about as much as I've found very quickly. So I did not realize that, Jonathan. Thank you for sharing that with me and with the audience that are listening.
I did not know it was
a federal holiday.
It's all
but
semantics.
It's tricky in an ugly, nasty way. Okay, so no, seriously, who is the committee that decides on who's federal and who's national?
I believe that's Congress. I believe they work under the dome in D.C.
Well, I figure if MLK Day is a federal holiday and there are no banks that are open, it should be a national holiday.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I just know that I've worked, you know, being in the media business, there's no I think we have some special programming tomorrow. I know we're doing
we're doing it right here at CCO.
Yeah,
I'm
MLK
so excited.
Tomorrow morning. Yes.
I heard Shaletta on yesterday. She did a fantastic job, and I was so happy. I mean, my eyes kind of welled up because I was so excited to hear that it's going to be broadcast on WCCO Radio. I was just shocked by it and so, so happy about it, and I hope people will really tune in. It really is quite spectacular. The Steels have sung there many times. I've just been in the audience before many times, and I'm just – I can't wait to see it in the morning. And does it start at 8 a.m.? Do you remember?
Yes, I believe it is 8 a.m. Tomorrow morning for that to begin. I don't know what the timeline is going to be as far as when I believe None Above is the
yes, they one are of the performing.
Acts, musical acts that are performing, and right. then Valerie Jarrett is the keynote speaker.
Oh, Valerie Jarrett yes. is the. Are you kidding me?
Yes. No, I'm not kidding.
Oh man, I'll be watching. I wish I could be in the space where it happens, honey, in the room where it happens. Is it still going to be at the Hilton, or are they at the Armory?
Give me a second to look that up.
They were at the Armory last year, or either the last 2 years, and it was so beautifully decorated. I had a chance to watch one of those, and I thought, wow, I never thought they would move from the Hilton, but they took a break and went on over to the Armory. So I'm curious to know who's doing it. Where are they doing it this year? And to know that Valerie Jarrett is going to speak, that is going to be a powerful, powerful speech. I'll be watching for sure. Although I have a concert tomorrow night, MLK concert at the Dakota at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, I will be getting up in, early in the morning to see this. This is the first time WCCO Radio, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time they have ever, ever decided, yes, we are going to show that. We're going to make that happen. Just be able to listen to the voices is enough for me. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to look up that info for where it's at. Again, it is not going to be tickets are sold out. Tickets have been sold out for
always.
At
yes.
least a couple weeks. They do have an option to stream the event online.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to. There is a virtual ticket to watch this online. But again, 8 a.m., 8 to 9:30 is the program. That's the timing for the program tomorrow. So that will be the timing for us to broadcast it here on WCCO. And you can sit and listen, and you might get a clearer audio than with the stream. So maybe you watch the stream and listen to it on your radio. Like you do baseball games sometimes.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of games, by the way, Vikings lost today, huh?
Let's take a break before we get to the misery that is today.
It's not misery. They're really doing well. I will be patient and wait until we come back after we pay some bills. We'll be right back. It is now 7:24 here at WCCO, and as we wrap up this first half hour, Jonathan Lowe, of course, is the in-studio producer and so much more. He really is a friend and does a great job, as well as Chris Tubbs. And I just want to say, when it comes to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s 2023 annual holiday breakfast, it is at the Minneapolis Convention Center Ballroom. Of course, there are no more tickets, but there are virtual tickets still available. So that you can't do the in-person tickets because they're sold out, but the virtual tickets are still available. And then, of course, This being a really big one, there are so many amazing sponsors that I want to thank. And I don't usually do this, Jonathan, but this is so important to me as a Black woman. General Mills, you've been doing this for all these years, 33 years. We're so grateful for you. UNCF, yes, I'm so grateful that they also will be able to benefit and give so much. The special guest is, you heard, Valerie Jarrett, the Chief Executive Officer of the Barack Obama Foundation. She is the speaker. My God, I got to watch this. Moderator in music, Mr. Abu Amara Jr. He's the moderator. A group called None Above. They are siblings. None Above. And they are amazing. I hope you will check them out. A TKO Drumline and Knockout Dance Team. Woo! Got to see that. And then the schedule for tomorrow, of course, you're going to be seated by 7:15, but the program begins at 8. You don't want to miss this. WCCO is definitely giving you the opportunity to listen to this. Now, other sponsors that I'm really proud of is Best Buy, Target. You know, I love Target. It's the place I go where I bring a certain amount of money because I will spend way too much money in Target. 3M, Medtronic, Thrivent, United Health Group, XL Energy, Ameriprise, BI Worldwide, Medtronic Foundation, the Minnesota Lynx, the Minnesota Timberwolves, North Memorial Health, Sleep Number, Wells Fargo. It's just so impressive, and it's going to be on WCCO Radio. I'm just like flying high, so, you know, I'll take a deep breath now. Jonathan, if you could, would you go?
Would I go with what?
Would you go to this event?
Oh, to this event.
Still tickets in person, yeah.
I'd have to take time off. Because I do work tomorrow.
Man.
Yeah. Or.
So federal holidays, you don't get a day off.
Some. Labor Day, we get the day off. Memorial Day, we get the day off. We usually get 4th of July.
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, mm-hmm. New Year's. Mm-hmm. We don't get President's Day. Like the article said, we don't get President's Day. We don't get Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We don't get Veterans Day or Columbus – or I'm sorry, National Indigenous Peoples Day.
Right.
Which is now called in the main. So, yeah, we get some, but we don't get others.
I don't quite understand it. I have got to look this up. It's time for – my mother said to me the other day, I need a civic class. She said, because a civics class will explain to me what things are – what are happening and why they're happening and how you stop it or how you start it. And I just said to myself, it's so true. We are confused today. I really believe a lot of Americans are confused with how things are turning out when it comes to our Constitution. Right? The things that I believed about the Constitution, all of that has changed up. So there you go. I know we got to take a break, and we'll come back with some weather soon. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 7:33 right here at WCCO Radio. And, of course, Jonathan Lohr is our in-studio producer. You will hear us talking from time to time. But our first guest is Christy Peel, and she is the CEO, founder of Media Minefield. Have you heard of that? Well, let me tell you a little bit. 97% of workers who were part of a recent 4-day work week trial in Ireland and North America say they want to make this new schedule permanent. Now, the participants say that they slept better, exercised more, and were more productive. All but one of their companies plan to make the schedule permanent or continue the trial. Still, a traditional 4-day work week may not be the answer for all. Organizations really believe that, and that's why one local CEO created a 4-day mindset, and she is going to join us right now. Her name is Christy Peel, again, CEO, founder of Media Minefield. Welcome. How are you, Christy?
I'm doing well. I'd be better if the Vikings had won, but
I know.
It is
but
what
you know
it is.
They've been doing this. That's right. We have to forgive them and keep going. Keep
that's
going.
Right. It's been a great season.
That's right. My goodness, what a great idea to do this. Tell me how this came to be.
You know, I've been really studying the 4-day work week concept as it sort of swept the globe, and it hasn't been as much of an impact in the U.S. as it has been in other places. So I started researching. I talked to the founders of the 4-day work week globally who are in, you know, different countries, and they really watching all the data convinced me that it could be done. So in July, we announced to our company, Media Minefield, that we were going to start this in August. So in August, we kicked it off. And at the end of December, we did a study and found that 98% of our people said that this new shift to a 4-day work week mindset had positively impacted their lives.
Okay, if it's positively affecting their lives, tell me what people are saying about this. Because first of all, some may ask, what in the world is a mindset? How do you define that for a 4-day work week?
And this was the problem that I had with the concept is that, you know, in a manufacturing company, a 4-day work week is very easy to define. But we're in the services industry and we're 1 degree from folks in the media, folks in social media, and that's a 24/7 job. So we thought about how could we make this work for our people? So what we said to them is, we want you to innovate within your role. We're not going to change your pay. And we want you to work the equivalent of 4 days, however that works for you. And our commitment to them was that we were not going to have any internal meetings on Fridays. So at the beginning of every week, look at what your team needs, what your clients need, and what your family needs, what your community needs, and schedule your life around that. and it's been incredibly powerful.
What is the company? What are the companies saying about what they need?
That was my, you know, biggest concern when we rolled this out. What are our clients going to say? We have clients all over the country and into Canada who hire us to help them get positive press. We work with executives on their social media. So my number one fear was if we do this, it can't negatively impact our business. So we had a pretty robust communication plan, and we told our clients the only thing that you're going to notice, our goal, is that the folks that you work with, the Media Mindfield team, will be more rested, more rejuvenated, and more positive, ready to serve you. Don't change how you communicate with us. We're not going to change how we work with you, and you shouldn't notice. So our office isn't closed on Fridays or Wednesdays or Tuesdays. We're open. We've just shifted how we've thought about how we deliver our services, and we have had no negative client impact. Our revenue has increased. We've continued to hire. We've had no negative impact. We've seen the positive effects.
Okay, so Media Mindfield, which is a Minnetonka-based PR firm, I'm just curious to know, are you a small business, medium size, or large size? And the people that have been trying this out, the companies that have been trying this out, are they big companies, medium-sized companies, etc.?
Sure, in other countries, we've seen companies from all different sizes try it out. We have 50 employees and continue to grow, so however you want to define that.
Right.
So we have really seen the positive impact, but I have to tell you, I didn't realize the impact to families until we had our holiday party. And the partners of our employees came up to me and thanked me and said, my goodness, this policy is changing our life. My husband, wife, partner is able to pick up our kid from school, is able to go on a date with me in the middle of the day. So the fact that we can have our employees, the miners we call them, more rejuvenated, more positive, more creative, we believe that that positively impacts our clients as well.
I was introduced to this idea a few years ago. So it's been talked about for many years. Am I correct?
This it has idea? Been. It's just a, mm-hmm. It has been globally. The U.S. is a little slow to adopt.
Of course we are. I can't imagine right. Most of the companies really want this to happen until they see the difference in the people. You have been able to watch and see the people. Are they finding more joy? Are they more peaceful? Tell me what is happening to the lives of those that have tried this out. Not
it's
just going
really
on a
powerful.
Date, but doing more. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's powerful because they're able to serve in their communities. I have heard of stories of people in our organization who have, you know, made meals for other people on the time when they aren't working. I know for myself, I now have an actual weekend because even though I lead the company, I have to do this too, or I'm a pretty bad leader. So I've had to figure out how to do this in my own life. And it means that I'm able to do the things that I normally used to do on the weekends during the week, which means that I have an actual Friday. I mean, I have an actual weekend, I'm sorry. So yesterday I took an hour-long nap. I mean, those aren't things that I used to be able to do. So I believe that I'm able to show up better. I'm able to be a better leader because I have time to actually decompress over my weekend.
To me, a four-day mindset could be the game changer for families, for relationships, for your siblings, your parents, visiting family, all of that. So I want to know about the feedback that you've been hearing from those that have had the opportunity to participate in this.
It's really interesting how everyone is using it in different ways. So some people are saying that they're using that flexibility a little bit every day during the week. So, for example, boy, I can now pick up my child from school every day at 3:00. That's how I'm going to use this mindset. Other people are saying, well, I really want to take most of Friday to my family. So we've given people the flexibility and the agency over their time, over their families, because everyone's family, everyone's structure, everyone's relationships are different. And we really want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to use it as it best suits them.
So these 4 days, do they have the same amount of time to work, 9 to 5, or are the even the hours shorter?
We've told them, be flexible. Figure out how to work the equivalent of 4 days, how you want to use that, as long as your clients are served, your team is served, and people are using it in different ways. And I do think that every week is a little bit different depending upon what's going on in their lives. If their child or their partner has some big event on a Thursday afternoon, they're able to do that without apologizing. They're able to do that to unplug. So it's really been powerful. And I was just listening to some of my employees talking to others, and one of them, a college student on a panel, asked them, you know, what do you think about the culture here? And this employee said, I would never work anywhere unless they had a four-day work week.
How about that? You know, the United States, we are one of the top countries that work our people, you know, way more than they should. And it's unfortunate because people are not happy with a 5-day work week, sometimes a 6 or 7-day work week. It depends on when you have to come in to get something done. So to hear that this is really going forward, I'm excited about that. But what are you hearing from small businesses who may say, you know, I'm not sure I should adopt this because, you know, we're really small, like some of the small nonprofits. Are they also engaged?
A lot of folks, what I've heard and have asked me questions, they're interested, they're watching, but they're not yet ready to take the leap because on paper, it doesn't make sense. How can you say, do the same amount of work with less hours and don't change the business? And yet it does work. I think humans are capable of more than we give them credit for. I think people are able to innovate. We've encouraged our folks to look at their meetings. Does every meeting need to be this long? Does everyone need to be in all of these meetings? Could we even just by shifting some of that make a difference? And it's really impactful. I mean, I'm, you know, kissing 50 years old, and I grew up in a time when we identify ourselves based on the hours that we work. And newer generations are saying, boy, we want to make an impact. And I don't think that it's about the number of hours that you work, but it's about what you get done within those hours. And if you're well rested and you feel like you're able to give back and you feel like your family is taken care of, you can work more effectively and have a better output than just by identifying and defining yourself based on the number of hours that you work. But it is a mind shift. I will say it's really kind of mind bending to do it. And yet it's been so powerful for us. I encourage other people to do it. And since I've started talking about it, I've had strangers reach out to me on LinkedIn who have said, I'm thinking about this for my company. Will you go to coffee with me? Absolutely, I will. If anyone's listening and they are interested, I'm more than happy to share more about how we've done it. I highly encourage it.
So are there industries that will never be able to join this idea, like people who work in the car industry, people who work at Amazon where they have all of their people shipping it out and delivering it? I mean, could it work for every company?
Boy, you know, Henry Ford defined, we got the 40-hour work week from Henry Ford, who tried to figure out how can we make shift work equal. And that's how we defined 40-hour work weeks, 9 to 5, you know, almost 100 years ago. So for a manufacturing company or a factory or Amazon to do that, they would have to cut one 8-hour day or give some things back to their folks. Are they willing to do that? Not yet. I sure hope that they are. But to date, we've seen some of the smaller companies do it. We've seen some medium-sized companies. But I just, you know, I've seen some of the larger companies start talking about unlimited vacation. Well, at Media Mindfield, we started doing that 8 years ago. So I do think that these larger companies are a little bit slow to adopt because they need to see how it could impact them and how it could impact their profit, how it could impact their customers. So I sure do hope that the 4-day work week does sweep the country. As employers, we don't just have an obligation to our companies. We also have an obligation to our people.
Not everyone can work at a fast pace, right? And so some of these companies that have, you know, large amounts of employees, I can imagine how difficult that might be. Have you already put together a way for these major corporations like Ameriprise and IBM and you name it, right? Welcome back, everyone. It is now 7:33 right here at WCCO Radio. And, of course, Jonathan Lowe is our in-studio producer. You will hear us talking from time to time. But our first guest tonight, our first guest is Christy Peel, and she is the CEO, founder of Media Minefield. Have you heard of that? Well, let me tell you a little bit. 97% of workers who were part of a recent four-day workweek trial in Ireland and North America say they want to make this new schedule permanent. Now, the participants say that they slept better, exercise more, and were more productive. All but one of their companies plan to make the schedule permanent or continue the trial. Still, a traditional four-day work week may not be the answer for all. Organizations really believe that, and that's why one local CEO created a four-day mindset, and she is going to join us right now. Her name is Christy Peel, again, CEO, founder of Media Minefield. Welcome. How are you, Christy?
I'm doing well. I'd be better if the Vikings had won, but
I know.
It is.
But you know, they've been doing this. That's right. We have to forgive them and keep going.
Right. It's been a great season.
That's right. My goodness, what a great idea to do this. Tell me how this came to be.
You know, I've been really studying the four-day work week concept as it sort of swept the globe. And it hasn't been as much of an impact in the U.S. as it has been in other places. So I started researching. I talked to the founders of the four-day work week globally who are in, you know, different countries. And they really, watching all the data, convinced me that it could be done. So in July, we announced to our company, Media Minefield, that we were going to start this in August. So in August, we kicked it off. And at the end of December, we did a study and found that 98% of our people said that this new shift to a four-day work week mindset had positively impacted their lives.
Okay, if it's positively affecting their lives, tell me what people are saying about this. Because first of all, some may ask, what in the world is a mindset? How do you define that for a four-day work week?
And this was the problem that I had with the concept is that, you know, in a manufacturing company, a four-day work week is very easy to define. But we're in the services industry, and we're one degree from folks in the media, folks in social media, and that's a 24/7 job. So we thought about how could we make this work for our people. So what we said to them is, we want you to innovate within your role. We're not going to change your pay. And we want you to work the equivalent of 4 days, however that works for you. And our commitment to them was that we were not going to have any internal meetings on Fridays. So at the beginning of every week, look at what your team needs, what your clients need, and what your family needs, what your community needs, and schedule your life around that. And it's been incredibly powerful.
What is the company? What are the companies saying about what they need?
That was my, you know, biggest concern when we rolled this out. What are our clients going to say? We have clients all over the country and into Canada who hire us to help them get positive press. We work with executives on their social media. So my number one fear was if we do this, it can't negatively impact our business. So we had a pretty robust communication plan, and we told our clients the only thing that you're going to notice, our goal, is that the folks that you work with, the Media Minefield team, will be more rested, more rejuvenated, and more positive, ready to serve you. Don't change how you communicate with us. We're not going to change how we work with you, and you shouldn't notice. So our office isn't closed on Fridays or Wednesdays or Tuesdays. We're open. We've just shifted how we've thought about how we deliver our services, and we have had no negative client impact. Our revenue has increased. We've continued to hire. We've had no negative impact. We've seen the positive effects.
Okay, so Media Minefield, which is a Minnetonka-based PR firm, I'm just curious to know, are you a small business, medium size, or large size? And the people that have been trying this out, the companies that have been trying this out, are they big companies, medium-sized companies, etc.?
Sure, in other countries, we've seen companies from all different sizes try it out. We have 50 employees and continue to grow, so however you want to define that.
Right.
So we have really seen the positive impact, but I have to tell you, I didn't realize the impact to families until we had our holiday party. And the partners of our employees came up to me and thanked me and said, my goodness, this policy is changing our life. My husband, wife, partner is able to pick up our kid from school, is able to go on a date with me in the middle of the day. So the fact that we can have our employees, the minors we call them, more rejuvenated, more positive, more creative, we believe that that positively impacts our clients as well.
I was introduced to this idea a few years ago. So it's been talked about for many years. Am I correct?
This it has idea? Been. It's just a, mm-hmm. It has been globally. The U.S. is a little slow to adopt.
Of course we are. I can't imagine right. Most of the companies really want this to happen until they see the difference in the people. You have been able to watch and see the people. Are they finding more joy? Are they more peaceful? Tell me what is happening to the lives of those that have tried this out. Not
it's
just going
really
on a date,
powerful.
But doing more. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's powerful because they're able to serve in their communities. I have heard of stories of people in our organization who have, you know, made meals for other people on the time when they aren't working. I know for myself, I now have an actual weekend because even though I lead the company, I have to do this too, or I'm a pretty bad leader. So I've had to figure out how to do this in my own life. And it means that I'm able to do the things that I normally used to do on the weekends during the week, which means that I have an actual Friday. I mean, I have an actual weekend, I'm sorry. So yesterday I took an hour-long nap. I mean, those aren't things that I used to be able to do. So I believe that I'm able to show up better. I'm able to be a better leader because I have time to actually decompress over my weekend.
To me, a four-day mindset could be the game changer for families, for relationships, for your siblings, your parents, visiting family, all of that. So I want to know about the feedback that you've been hearing from those that have had the opportunity to participate in this.
It's really interesting how everyone is using it in different ways. So some people are saying that they're using that flexibility a little bit every day during the week. So, for example, boy, I can now pick up my child from school every day at 3:00. That's how I'm going to use this mindset. Other people are saying, well, I really want to take most of Friday to my family. So we've given people the flexibility and the agency over their time, over their families, because everyone's family, everyone's structure, everyone's relationships are different. And we really want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to use it as it best suits them.
So these 4 days, do they have the same amount of time to work, 9 to 5, or are the even the hours shorter?
We've told them, be flexible. Figure out how to work the equivalent of 4 days, how you want to use that, as long as your clients are served, your team is served, and people are using it in different ways. And I do think that every week is a little bit different depending upon what's going on in their lives. If their child or their partner has some big event on a Thursday afternoon, they're able to do that without apologizing. They're able to do that to unplug. So it's really been powerful. And I was just listening to some of my employees talking to others, and one of them, a college student on a panel, asked them, you know, what do you think about the culture here? And this employee said, I would never work anywhere unless they had a 4-day work week.
How about that? You know, the United States, we are one of the top countries that work our people, you know, way more than they should. And it's unfortunate because people are not happy with a 5-day work week, sometimes a 6 or 7-day work week. It depends on when you have to come in to get something done. So to hear that this is really going forward, I'm excited about that. But what are you hearing from small businesses who may say, you know, I'm not sure I should adopt this because, you know, we're really small, like some of the small nonprofits. Are they also engaged?
A lot of folks, what I've heard and have asked me questions, they're interested, they're watching, but they're not yet ready to take the leap because on paper, it doesn't make sense. How can you say, do the same amount of work with less hours and don't change the business? And yet it does work. I think humans are capable of more than we give them credit for. I think people are able to innovate. We've encouraged our folks to look at their meetings. Does every meeting need to be this long? Does everyone need to be in all of these meetings? Could we even just by shifting some of that make a difference? And it's really impactful. I mean, I'm, you know, kissing 50 years old. And I grew up in a time when we identify ourselves based on the hours that we work. And mm-hmm. newer generations are saying, boy, we want to make an impact. And I don't think that it's about the number of hours that you work, but it's about what you get done within those hours. And if you're well rested and you feel like you're able to give back and you feel like your family is taken care of, you can work more effectively and have a better output than just by identifying and defining yourself based on the number of hours that you work. But it is a mind shift. I will say it's really kind of mind bending to do it. And yet it's been so powerful for us. I encourage other people to do it. And since I've started talking about it, I've had strangers reach out to me on LinkedIn who have said, I'm thinking about this for my company. Will you go to coffee with me? Absolutely, I will. If anyone's listening and they are interested, I'm more than happy to share more about how we've done it. I highly encourage it.
So is it are there industries that will never be able to join this idea? Like people who work in the car industry, people who work at Amazon where they have all of their people shipping it out and delivering it. I mean, could it work for every company?
Boy, you know, Henry Ford defined, we got the 40-hour work week from Henry Ford, who tried to figure out how can we make shift work equal. And that's how we defined 40-hour work weeks, 9 to 5, you know, almost 100 years ago. So for a manufacturing company or a factory or Amazon to do that, they would have to cut one 8-hour day or give some things back to their folks. Are they willing to do that? Not yet. I sure hope that they are. But to date, we've seen some of the smaller companies do it. We've seen some medium-sized companies. But I just, you know, I've seen some of the larger companies start talking about unlimited vacation. Well, at Media Mindfield, we started doing that 8 years ago. So I do think that these larger companies are a little bit slow to adopt because they need to see how it could impact them and how it could impact their profit, how it could impact their customers. So I sure do hope that the 4-day work week does sweep the country. As employers, we don't just have an obligation to our companies. We also have an obligation to our people.
Not everyone can work at a fast pace, right? And so some of these companies that have, you know, large amounts of employees, I can imagine how difficult that might be. Have you already put together a way for these major corporations like Ameriprise and IBM and you name it, right? Have you found a way that it could work for them, or do you have to just have one model and go with it?
No, I think there's a lot of ways to innovate within the concept. And we saw, you know, pre-pandemic, very few companies were hybrid, very few companies were remote, and now many companies are remote or hybrid. So I do think that the shift will happen. I think that it will take employees saying, boy, I don't want this anymore. I don't want an 80-hour work week. I want less than that. I want to have a holistic approach to my life. And once the best talent starts choosing based on some of these policies, those companies are going to win. And that's one of the things that we're hoping. You know, the agency world, PR agencies, ad agencies, it's known to be a high-stress, high-turnover environment, and we don't think that that's necessary. We think that we can retain great talent, we can serve, we can innovate in exceptional ways, and our folks can go home happy.
Wow, this is really something. And of course, you know, we have holidays that we're supposed to, you know, be able to enjoy. And some people have 1 week of vacation. Some have 4 or 6 weeks of vacation. And they may be looking at this idea thinking, well, I'm doing just fine with all my vacations. So how do you approach them? That's my last question.
Sure. I think it's about flexibility. I think it's about every person out there thinking what matters to them, what would make their life and their families and their communities the best for them as they choose to define that. And all of us have different seasons in our life. And then find an employer who supports that and who makes that the best it can possibly be, because there are a lot of opportunities and employees have so many different choices right now. So I put the onus on the employee to say, what do you need? What would make you the best version of yourself? And then find an employer who supports that.
How about that? My goodness. Christy, you are definitely worth hearing. I love that you have this approach. I love that you're working very hard to make it happen. So I hope that we can catch up and I can interview you again and hear more about what is happening. And I do hope that it moves quickly, that the big companies, the small companies will buy in to your great idea. So thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. And if we get more data, I'd love to come back on and share it with you.
I would love that as well. You take care.
Thank you.
All right. That was Christy Peel. She's the CEO, founder of Media Mindfield. Media Mindfield. That's why they're talking about a 4-day week at work. How about that? I should have asked about the weekend, Jonathan. It's like, so do we get rid of the weekend? Oh, what? But man, I think it's a great idea. What did you think about it? Uh-oh, Jonathan is not there.
No, I was just saying goodbye to the guest.
Oh, okay. Is it time to take a break, sir?
Let's take a break and talk about it on the back end of the break.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone. My goodness. As we wrap up this hour, I have to tell you that thinking about a 4-day work with and whether we would do well with it or not, I don't know. There are so many people from all over the world in our country, which is a beautiful thing. And I don't know what that would look like. I don't know how that would affect the religious practices for some of the groups. I remember when the MCTC University started putting in different sinks and that sort of thing so that the Muslims could wash their feet before they pray and that sort of thing. And I wonder if we did a 4-day work week, how would that be affected, right? What did you think about the whole interview?
Well, there is a bit of a shift in that direction for a period of time mm-hmm. at the other company that I work for. For a certain time of the year, you have the opportunity to do, instead of 5 8-hour days, you can do 4 10-hour days. So you still get your 40 hours in, but if you're willing to work four longer days, you get that other day off. So you have that option at our company, at the company that I work for full time, for a specific time of the year. So I've seen it work. I've taken advantage of it a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's nicer to have that extra day because once you're in that mode of working, you might say, oh, I can go ahead and continue working for a couple more hours today so I can get a full day off on Friday. Or a full
yeah, but we
day
do
off
that automatically.
Monday.
We just don't get the time off. I mean, the pros and cons that I'm reading, it talks about how pros of a 4-day work week can include cost savings, increased productivity, and employee retention. Some disadvantages, however, can include scheduling challenges, reduced productivity, and added stress. And in the job that you have full time, would you agree with the second part of that?
No, because if you decide, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take this, I believe they offer it at the beginning of this time period, and mm-hmm. then they say, okay, who wants to sign up to do that? And when you sign up to do it, then if you're on certain teams, they will, depending on who else is working on that team and who else wants that time, then they'll say, okay, we're going to allocate that you get this day off and that you over here get another day off so that they can have people all, you know, a pretty full staff on call that day. And then you might get Tuesday off. You might get Thursday off. You might get Friday off. So they do it strategically. It is not just kind of a willy-nilly, oh, everybody can take Friday off because nobody be there. And they don't want that. So there is some strategy to it.
Well, I'm really curious about it, and I'm, you know, going to keep my eyes out. Every company is so different. Whether you are a corporation or a small business, a tiny business, she has 4 employees. The woman whom I interviewed.
I thought she said she had 50.
What did I just say?
Four?
Oh, my goodness. I was trying to say 50. I'm so sorry about that. That's exactly what she said, 50. And I was amazed that it was 50. And I'm just curious to know how 10,000 employees, how that would work out. You know, how would Google do that? How would IBM do that? How would Microsoft do that? I'm just curious about it. I will be following this for a while, Jonathan. So I'm really happy that we had a chance to talk with her tonight. All right, everyone, coming up is the next hour. Our first guest is Cristobal Ramon. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. My goodness, as we wrap up this hour, I have to tell you that thinking about a four-day work with and whether we would do well with it or not, I don't know. There are so many people from all over the world in our country, which is a beautiful thing. And I don't know what that would look like. I don't know how that would affect the religious practices for some of the groups. I remember when the MCTC University started putting in different sinks and that sort of thing so that the Muslims could wash their feet before they pray and that sort of thing. And I wonder if we did a 4-day work week, how would that be affected, right? What did you think about the whole interview?
Well, there is a bit of a shift in that direction for a period of time at the other company that I work for. For a certain time of the year, you have the opportunity to do, instead of 5 8-hour days, you can do 4 10-hour days. So you still get your 40 hours in, but if you're willing to work four longer days, you get that other day off. So you have that option at our company, at the company that I work for full-time, for a specific time of the year. So I've seen it work. I've taken advantage of it a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's nicer to have that extra day, because once you're in that mode of working, you might say, oh, I can go ahead and continue working for a couple more hours today so I can get a full day off on Friday. Or a full
day off
on Monday.
Yeah, but we do that automatically. We just don't get the time off. I mean, the pros and cons that I'm reading, it talks about how pros of a 4-day work week can include cost savings, increased productivity, and employee retention. Some disadvantages, however, can include scheduling challenges, reduced productivity, and added stress. And in the job that you have full time, would you agree with the second part of that?
No, because if you decide, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take this, I believe they offer it at the beginning of this time period, and then they say, okay, who wants to sign up to do that? And when you sign up to do it, then if you're on certain teams, they will, depending on who else is working on that team and who else wants that time, then they'll say, okay, we're going to allocate that you get this day off and that you over here get another day off, so that they can have people all, you know, a pretty full staff on call that day. And then you might get Tuesday off, you might get Thursday off, you might get Friday off. So they do it strategically. It is not just kind of a willy-nilly, oh, everybody can take Friday off, because nobody would be there. And they don't want that. So there is some strategy to it.
Well, I'm really curious about it, and I'm, you know, going to keep my eyes out. Every company is so different. Whether you are a corporation or a small business, a tiny business, she has 4 employees. The woman whom I interviewed.
I thought you said she had 50.
What did I just say?
4.
Oh, my goodness. I was trying to say 50. I'm so sorry about that. That's exactly what she said, 50. And I was amazed that it was 50. And I'm just curious to know how 10,000 employees, how that would work out. You know, how would Google do that? How would IBM do that? How would Microsoft do that? I'm just curious about it. I will be following this for a while, Jonathan. So I'm really happy that we had a chance to talk with her tonight. All right, everyone, coming up is the next hour. Our first guest is Cristobal Ramon. Stay tuned.